And now, as Frank Buchanan steps up and takes aim, what's this? He's taking a moment of silence for his friend Helen. Yeah, well, that's long enough. This one's for you, Helen. Pull! This one's for you, Delilah. Pull! And this one's for my Maori world. Pull! Pull! Yes, he sends that one to Kingdom Come. And when you get there, say hello to Helen. And the calls of congratulations start flowing in. Oh, Helen. That was our signal. Ring twice, hang up and call back. If only you could call back. Hello? Hello? Who's there? Piss off. What the devil's going on? Hello? Hello? Marta, is that you? I can hear you breathing. Say something, you bastard! I'll go and say something to you. I know where you'll be. You'll be sitting in my pub spending your money on my beer. Now, where's my car keys? Right. I'll see you soon, Marta.
Thanks, Thompson. I'll just go open the pub.
Oh, sounds like a good idea. I'll be in soon.
You're going to have to get used to driving on the left, mate. You cross the centre line a few times.
Shut up, boy. Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, no worries.
If you want a drink, you have to come inside. We don't do takeaways.
Oh, looks like the mayor's arrived. Got your memo pad, Thompson?
Maybe you can make a mental note for me.
Do I look like your secretary?
Hi, Frank.
Right, Marta, what's the big idea? You got nothing better to do than play stupid games?
So what are you talking about, Frank?
Oh, that's right. Play dumb, just like you did on the phone.
What? Frank, Marta's been in the car with me. He hasn't made any phone calls.
We just got back from California.
Oh, so you're driving around in your car now, are you? Great mates, are you?
Looks like I'm not the only one who's good for boozing.
Yeah, what did you say? You come here and say that to my
wife. Mr. Buchanan, just take it easy.
I'm not going to bloody take it easy.
What's going on down there? I'll arrest you, Frank, if you keep this up.
Are you arrest Marta for making crank phone calls?
Yeah, well, you can lay your complaint in the morning. I'm off duty. Well, I suggest you walk home.
A typical bloody cop. Take everyone's side but mine. I'm the one that put this town on the map. I'm the one who fought for my country.
I know you did, Frank, and we appreciate it.
Good for it.
But come on inside. Room 12 is free tonight and has that new double beer.
You're a real doll, but I'm going to have to decline the offer.
Well, that's pity. Well, you go right off to sleep, then. I'll bring you some Barocca in the morning.
Yeah, you're a sweet kid, Karen. Maybe I should give you a pay rise.
I wouldn't say no.
What the hell's that man's problem?
Sounds like the ravings of a broken heart.
Frank, who broke his heart?
Well, you saw him at the station.
Yeah.
You don't cry for nothing, especially a man like Frank.
Oh, that's true. I don't remember the last time I cried. The whole time my wife and I were breaking up, I never shed a tear.
Might make you feel bitter if you did.
I know, I tell people that all the time. I just never seem to get around to it myself.
Well, you will. Over here, we show how much we love and respect someone by how much tears and hoopé fall to the ground.
What's hoopé?
Snot!
Oh, no, there's a nice image. Evening, Constable.
No, oh, I'm off duty. The name's Simon.
Evening, Simon.
Yeah, I had a feeling I'd find you all here. How's Frank?
Pissed!
He's sleeping it off. Everybody okay for a beer?
I'll have a handle. Oh, and Edith dropped off your mail.
Thanks. Oh, my God.
What is it?
Nothing.
What did the doctor say, Marta?
Oh, not to do with fire.
Well, I need to talk to you, but, yeah, well, we'll do it tomorrow.
What's up, Karen? You look upset. What's the matter?
He found me.
Who? Your husband?
No, Jared. My son.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.